Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. It's good to be alive. It's the Bob Rose Show, 807. See? Yeah. Just like always. Not quite right. 607. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Making Mondays great. We're going to try to do exactly that. Hey, just about this time last week, well, you know, toward the end of the show, I had some massive chest pain and ended up in North Florida. They put a stent in my heart. I had one of my arteries was apparently fully plugged up. They were like, dude, got that Roto-Rooter out. You know, man, there was chicken wing grease in there. We don't know what you... well, you listen to me now. Here I am a week later. And thank you, dear Lord. And just awesome. People, like so many people reaching out. And it's impressive. And I know it's hard to believe, but it's a little humbling too. All right. We've got work to do. Top stories. Iran. What is going on here? The U.S. joined Israel's military campaign against Iran on Saturday using B-2 bombers to target three nuke sites, Natanz, Isfahan, and Fordo. Fordo's the one I think you hear the most about. In a speech to the nation, President Trump called the strikes a success, saying that the military destroyed the facilities. A final assessment of the impact to their nuclear program in Iran, well, that's ongoing. And there's no way to verify, really, with any amount of certainty, what kind of damage was done. I think their experts are saying, yeah, they believe it was a cave-in situation, at least when it comes to Fordo, where they believe they destroyed a bunch of centrifuges. Now, again, that's speculation, and nobody knows for sure. But my understanding is, as far as the operation and the mission, was unbelievable. I mean, the precision, the work put into it, all, you know, many branches of the military involved in this, to have this kind of operation to appear to be extremely successful. That's a very good sign for the military, for our ability to still be able to pull off just a major, major operation. Even used a little trickery and different things. We had some B-2s flying west out of the U.S., and that kind of, you know, may have thrown them off a little bit in Iran. But, yeah, there was it was an incredibly smart approach. And I feel like that's the case. Of course, I'm like everybody else. I try to take in as much information as I can, and then I share it with you. On the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, we've got one of our guys that has some experience and background in this, and I always love to hear from him. DC, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. A lot more restful today, knowing that we did some major damage in Iran that needed to be done for the last 15 years. But I wanted to give you a little insight as to some of the background of what was going on there that people don't seem to realize. Like you were just talking about the deception of how we snuck the planes headed east that did the actual bombing, while the planes headed west were the ones everyone were watching. The reason we did that is because when Iran knew they were going to get it, they started moving stuff out of Fordo. They first started moving the enriched uranium Then they started moving the equipment to enrich uranium. Now, we were watching that on satellites, and I'm talking about convoys of 20, 25 trucks at a time. So all of a sudden, we didn't have 2 weeks, because what good was it going to do to hit an empty site that could just be set up somewhere else later, and then we got to go through this all over again? So that's the reason for the deception and the reason that the attack came so early. Just like the mistake we made in Iraq when we let them get their weapons mass destruction out and they went into Syria, which Syria later used some of them. Nobody talks about that. But we couldn't let Iran get away with moving their enrichment equipment and enriched uranium that they could already make some bombs with. So that was the reason for that. And then the second thing is, you wonder why were all the Tomahawks fired and other things, because everyone told me, well, how come we did all that? We're only going to send the MOBs over there. And the reason that they had to do that was we tracked where that equipment was being moved to and the enriched uranium was being moved to, and launched Tomahawks from submarines to take them out.
Oh, okay. So
that's the background behind that. A lot of people didn't realize that.
No, that makes perfect sense, because that was going to be one of my questions. Did we track where those convoys were going? And clearly we did. So, I mean, would you say it 100% success? What are your thoughts?
I would say that I'm still fearful, as sneaky as Iran is, that something got out that even if they couldn't deliver it by a missile, it could be delivered by a terrorist. That's my biggest fear. The second biggest fear I have is that China and Russia are going to try to get behind Iran and help finance them out of this mess, or use muscle against it. We already see what it's like with one nut job, Putin, with nuclear weapons. We've seen what it's like with a second one with Kim Jong-un. Now we have a third one. The world can't take that, because the whole world can be thrown into turmoil. And the biggest thing we got to do is, if anyone wants to come to their aid, we need to sanction them to make it economically unadvisable for them to do that.
Well, I always appreciate your input, DC, and keep us up to speed with what your thoughts are, and we enjoy that. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, and I hope that clears up some of the little confusion about why things happened the way they did.
No, I think that answers some of the questions. Of course, we will speculate on things that you brought up, like, you know, we know that there is so many, you know, Iranian nationals that have crossed our borders and are here in the U.S. And doesn't mean they're all bad people, but, you know, you only need a few, as we've learned hard lessons in the past. You only need a few, and they could create havoc. The other thing is China, and will somebody like that, China or Russia, just give a nuke, basically, to Iran? You know, I mean, Iran knows how to use proxies. Maybe they themselves will be a proxy for delivering something. I mean, I guess it wouldn't even be a proxy, but if they got that warhead from someone else. All right. And some questions arose between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and CBS's Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan. Yeah, he mops the floor with her. Details on that coming up. Great local stories, too. I'll share it all with you next on the Bob Rose Show, live and local, 97.3 The Sky.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Another day in paradise, indeed. Good morning and welcome. 6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Woo! Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is good to be back. I think everybody pretty much knows, but if you didn't, yeah, I suffered a heart attack while I was on the air last week, Monday, and the folks over at North Florida, boy, they fixed me up. And I don't want to go on and on about it, but just real quick, I have to tell you that I was blown away by the quality care that I received, and they didn't know who I was, quote-unquote. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's all private and different name, and so it wasn't because I was getting some kind of VIP treatment. That really is kind of what blew me away. At the end, of course, I revealed my true identity. Once I knew I had friends, you know, like my roommate. I think his name was John. I'm so sorry if I got it wrong, but he's from Gilchrist County. What a nice guy. He was my roommate. And I see he's running Fox News. I'm like, oh, that's a good sign. And then one of the nurses, Missy, who was awesome, she was kind of watching it too and commenting on, we got to take out their nuclear facilities. I'm like, we could be kindred spirits here. And so I introduced myself, and they both were like, no way, you are not Bob Rose. It's so funny when I get that. But that was it all was a great feeling. Like I say, I've got a tiny little scab on my wrist. Tiny. Now, I've got some bruising in that area, but that's to be expected. But that's where they went in and did the heart cath, from your wrist all the way to your heart, and then they insert the stent. So, miracle of modern medicine. Thank you. And I just feel blessed. All right. On with the show. By the way, the podcast is a great tool that you can use, because I know it's difficult for people to catch the whole show. You miss some of the great interviews. This way, it's just another tool you have in case you want to check out the show, see if you missed anything. And you get it wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. The Thunder! Na, 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 na. Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder NBA champs. They beat the Pacers game 7. It took all 7, 103-91. Congratulations to OKC. And locally, our friend Chuck Clemens got another great gig. This guy's like the gig master. You've got the it's a gig at the University of Florida, and he is going to be the role is Vice President for Government and Community Relations. And he starts in July. So congratulations, Chuck. He put in a lot of years at Santa Fe College, like 17 years. Santa Fe College consistently number one or right in there, right in the running for years as a community college. And he's very well known in the community. He knows how to work with the Florida legislature, which could come in extremely handy. So congratulations to our friend Chuck Clemens. Way to go. So Marco Rubio, this is a guy that I got to meet in the living room of a mutual friend's house in Gainesville as he was running for Senate. Now, he served in Florida House, so he had some name recognition, but not necessarily around here. And I met him, and he was warm, and he just kind of gave his shtick, his speech, whatever you want to call it, in a casual way. not looking at any notes or anything, telling his story about, you know, his immigrant parents. And I'm like, wow, wow, that's too bad. This is one of those guys you really want to win. I don't know if he has a chance. Honestly, that was my thought. And very happy that his political career has gone extremely well. So he's on with Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan. You know, she can be a real, well, she can be a real Marge, okay? So he's on with Marge. Marge! And she, you know, love it how the lefty's always like, well, let me attack it from this angle here. I think I've got him here. Brennan says to Rubio, if the United States saw, quote, intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization of uranium, she did on Face the Nation Sunday. All right. Did listen to what she said. Did you see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization? Did you have proof that he ordered the code red? Did he order the code red? Rubio just, he just answers back. He says, well, first of all, that's irrelevant. I see that question being asked in the media all the time. That's an irrelevant question. He says, they have everything they need to build a weapon. And, you know, she goes on to say something about, well, wasn't that a key point in the U.S. intelligence assessment that whether weaponization was ordered? And Rubio denied that was the case and claimed that he knew the subject a little better than Brennan, national security advisor and the Secretary of State. Yeah. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet underground? Why would they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. You know, that's only for weapons programs 60 and beyond. And to go from 60 to 90 apparently is lickety-split easy. It's not linear like we think. To go from 60 to 90, once you got to 60, it's like quick. The only countries in the world that have uranium at 60% are countries that have nuclear weapons, because it can make it to 90 quickly. They have all the elements. Why do they have a space program? Oh, wow. Marge, think on this. Is Iran going to the moon? No. They're trying to build an ICBM so they can one day put a warhead on it and send it anywhere they want in the world. Did the Supreme Leader order the code red? Oh, man. Okay. A lot more where that came from and a lot of different subjects, but obviously your top story is Iran and Operation Midnight Hammer. Talk about that and more on the way. Don't forget, Valor at 8:35. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, Monday edition. Hey, look, we try to make Mondays great. It's what we do. And your top story clearly is Iran and Operation Midnight Hammer. Also, Oklahoma Thunder, they're the NBA champs, beat the Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. Locally here, friend Chuck Clemens has been named Vice President of Government and Community Relations at UF, and that sounds good to me. All right. Now, related to Iran, just quickly, it was Saturday, using B-2 bombers targeting three sites, Natanz, Isfahan, Fordo. And a speech to the nation, the president called the strikes a success, saying the military destroyed the facilities. A final assessment of the impact of Iran's nuclear program clearly is going to be ongoing. It's hard to tell what may have happened 300 feet down. But Operation Midnight Hammer began around 12 a.m. Eastern time when seven B-2 bombers launched from Missouri, east to Iran, with bombers also flying west as a decoy. After an 18-hour flight with minimal communication, that was part of the key there, the bombers struck Iran's heavily fortified Fordo and Natanz facilities in the first ever operational deployment of 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs. U.S. subs separately launched Tomahawk missiles at an Iranian nuke facility in Isfahan. The stealth bomber strikes took place between 6:40 p.m. and 7:05, around 2 a.m. local time. No shots were known to have been fired on U.S. aircraft or personnel. Trump suggested that if Iran does not pursue peace, the U.S. could strike further. Iran said it is reserving all options for a response and has not retaliated as of this information coming out. But Israel said an Iranian missile barrage early Sunday wounded at least 80 people. All right. And not everybody clearly in D.C. is going to be happy. You know, there's most of the Dems are anti-Trump. They just don't want to see him be successful in any way, shape or form. So, you know, that's going to be the way that part of it goes. Look, I don't think anybody has a personal problem with the people of Iran. Have you ever met people from Iran? My experience has been they've been wonderful people. They're usually intelligent. Place, you know, education is an important part of their lives. And so, you know, I think that could be a great country. And I think Trump looks at it that way. You just got to get rid of those nutbag clerics, man. They're on a suicide mission, and they don't give a darn who they kill. And that's not good. I mean, when you say you want to wipe countries off the face of the earth, and at the same time, you're trying to develop nuclear weapons, and then you scratch your head and can't understand why those same countries that you want to obliterate are going to attempt to stop you from being able to obliterate them. Okay. All right. And you know, as more information comes out, I'll share it with you. Always trying to look for the truth, trying to be a truth teller. It is a difficult task these days, you can imagine. Tesla debuted its robo-taxi service. Hopefully that'll work out better than RoboCop did. Releasing 10 driverless Model Y vehicles in part of Austin, Texas. Elon Musk says the rides will cost a flat share of $4.20. I mean, is that it? It's $4.20? I guess within the limits of wherever it rides in that area, right? Doesn't that seem pretty cheap? Okay. And hopes to ramp up 1,000 vehicles within months. But, you know, they're not the first one. Apparently, Austin has had Amazon's Waymo. And they've got over 250,000 paid trips weekly across Austin, L.A., Phoenix, San Francisco. So Tesla's pilot will have a driver accompanying the vehicles, and the company will also monitor its robo-taxi service remotely. The launch came as the Texas governor signed a bill requiring autonomous vehicle operators to acquire a permit. Yeah, do you feel comfortable with that? Hey, just get in. I mean, it's one thing when you know it's on a closed track like at Disney World. But really? Yeah. You know, I guess now that I think about it, it's not like we ever have any glitches with any computers. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Yeah, we're getting through it. We're hanging out. We're trying to make Mondays great. However, major U.S. cities are on high alert. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky. get up and move around. Thank the good Lord for all the gifts that you do have. Hey, it's Preacher Bob hanging out with you, otherwise known as Bob Rose. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50 right now, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Coming up at 8:35, Valor shining the spotlight on our first responders that go above and beyond. It's awesome. If you haven't heard the stories, you can always check them out online through the podcast and listen at 8:35, and you'll hear another great story that we will share with you. Also, major U.S. cities prepare for what? What possibility? Possibility of something coming from Iran? Yeah. And a story that just rips your heart out. And trust me, if I just give you the headline, it'll just kind of make you maybe sad, a little bit mad. But after I tell you the story, it is going to make you unhappy. I'm sorry, but I got to share it with you anyway. This is about the guy that left his kid in his vehicle while he got a haircut and drank at a bar. And the kid's dead. The kid's body temperature reached 111 degrees. This happened in Volusia County. You know Orman? Yeah. Scott Allen Gardner, 33, facing charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child and child neglect after the death of his 18-month-old. He's being held Volusia County Jail. No bond. Volusia County Sheriff Michael Chitwood said the toddler was left in the back of the truck for hours on June 6th. This is the Florida Sun. Right? After getting a haircut, investigators said Gardner went to Hanky Panky's Lounge in Ormond Beach for drinks. Now, I've been by there. This is one that's right off of A1A, and it's a small, older plaza, if I have the right thing. And so you could actually be inside, and nice and cool, and tinted windows and all that, and you could see outside. You could keep an eye on your vehicle. You could keep an eye on your vehicle. But keeping your kid inside that vehicle? Yeah. Now, wait, it gets worse. All right. When Gardner left the bar and got to his car, he found his son was already dead. Instead of calling 911, though, why would you do that? He drove to his mother's house and then called for help. But by that time, they estimate the child had been dead for maybe an hour or two. Deputy said the toddler was left in his father's truck with no air conditioning. But listen, Gardner lowered the window. He's 33 years old, this man. He's not a child himself. He lowered the windows and had a small portable fan on. The fan, apparently, it was probably one of those, runs off your battery, They're like, bzzz, barely move air if you have them right on your face, right? And apparently the fan did barely reach the child. Do you have any inkling? I think most people do. Would you sit inside of a hot car in the middle of the day? Oh, don't worry. The windows are down a little bit and a tiny fan is on. You'd be like, hell no. I don't think there's a penalty on this earth that can ever fit for the crime that was committed here, according to Sheriff Chitwood. It absolutely shocks the conscience. And for this to even happen, there's no reason whatsoever. He said that Gardner, ready for this, went out for more drinks with his mother at Hanky Panky's Lounge following the toddler's death. His kid just died. Right? Hey, Ma, let's go grab a Boilermaker. Unbelievable. The same police officer who attempted to revive the toddler placed Gardner in handcuffs at his mother's home in Ormond Beach. This didn't happen that quickly. They had to piece it all together to figure out exactly what he was doing, where he was, and all that. Of course, Sheriff Chitwood said this guy's nothing but a piece of something. And he said, as I said earlier, I pray that his son is constantly in his vision, asking him, Dad, why did you do this to me? There's no logical reason for this little guy to be dead. Yeah, it took about 2 weeks for the police to put this whole thing together. And Gardner was then taken into custody on Thursday and appeared before a judge Friday afternoon. And it's sickening. It's sad. It's tragic. And, people make mistakes. But, I mean, there's something completely missing in this guy's brain, I guess. I don't know. It's just, it's awful. It's got a fan on him. I saw some of the stuff for responses online. No. People can think of, well, one lady probably had it right when she said, well, his penalty should be just do exactly the same thing to him. And, you know, babies, they can't take that kind of heat. I don't know. But it's just sad. Sad all the way around. All right. Authorities in New York and Washington are on high alert after U.S. airstrikes on three Iranian nuclear sites on Saturday night. We're tracking the situation unfolding in Iran, the NYPD said in a post on X. Out of an abundance of caution, we're deploying additional resources to religious, cultural, and diplomatic sites across New York City and coordinating with our federal partners. We'll continue to monitor for any potential impact to New York City. So, yeah, that should go really for everyone. Is everybody should be prepared, watch their surroundings, not to be paranoid, but if you see something that doesn't make sense, you know, that's you got to call it in. If the folks are slammed with other stuff, you know, or law enforcement, they're busy, that's one thing. But if they have a chance to check something out, of course, they would definitely rather do that than let something slip by, right? It is approaching 6:57. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.